Recorded Books Romance and One Click Digital present A Bride for the Island Prince by Rebecca Winters, narrated by Eliza Foss and directed by Robert Pear. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, A Bride for the Island Prince.
Chapter 1. Prince Alexius Christoph Rudolf Stefano Valadere Constantinidis, Duke of Orem and second in line to the throne of Hellenica, had been working in his office all morning when he heard a rap on the door. "Yes?" he called out.
"Your Highness, if I might have a word with you."
"What is it, Hector?"
The devoted assistant to the crown poked his head in the door. Hector, who'd been the right hand to Alex's father and grandfather, had been part of the palace administrative staff for over 50 years. He knew better than to disturb Alex unless it was urgent.
"I'm reading through some important contracts. Can't this wait until after lunch?"
"The national head of the Hospital Association is here, and most eager to thank you for the unprecedented help you've given them to build 4 new hospitals our country has needed so badly. Would it be possible for you to give him a little of your time?"
Alex didn't have to think about it. Those facilities should have been built long before now. Better health care for everyone was something he felt strongly about.
"Yes, of course. Show him to the dining room and I'll be there shortly." "He'll be very pleased. And now, one other matter, Your Highness."
"Then come all the way in, Hector."
The substantial-looking man, whose salt-and-pepper hair was thinning on top, did Alex's bidding.
"The Queen instructed me to tell you that Princess Zoe has had another of her moments this morning.
In other words, a temper tantrum." He lifted his dark head. His 4-year-old daughter meant more to him than life itself. For this reason, he was alarmed by the change in her behavior that was making her more and more difficult to deal with. Unfortunately, the Queen wasn't well, and Alex had to shoulder his elder brother Stasio's royal responsibilities while he was out of the country. He knew none of this was helping his daughter. For the past 4 months, her meltdowns had been growing worse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?